Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. It is 7:30 p.m. on Friday evening. It means it's time for Local Motives, WMPG's always live, always local music show. My name's Josh, and you'll all be happy to know that I caught up a little bit this week. A little bit. I posted four of the back shows that I had been neglecting. Not intentionally, but... Yeah, I've got everything up except Tricky Britches and KG Freeze. And those will be going up shortly, hopefully this weekend. So, this evening, I have got in the other room the Ice Picks. Now, can you guys hear me? Just nod. No, you can't hear me at all. You can't. No. Still hearing them. Okay, well, in the meantime, so the Ice Picks. Please hold. Let's do this real quick. We were a little late getting everything together. Entirely my fault. So, oh man. All right, well. Anyway, you guys hear me now? No. Oh, it's always gonna be something. Well, anyway, on this Friday evening, it's a holiday weekend, and the weather's not looking so hot for the weekend. Maybe on the holiday, maybe on Monday. But we shall see. All right. Is this what I wanted? Yes. This is what I wanted. So if you're not familiar with the Ice Picks, while they're finishing getting ready in there, let me just read this to you. In the frozen wastelands of Maine on February 6th, 1966, a small group of East Coast surfers and slacker musicians hiked up Barker Mountain at dusk to try out the newest snow riding craze, the Snurfer. As they descended in the moonlight, a lone wolf's howl created a massive avalanche, crushing them into the frozen rock in an instant of sudden death. Years pass, and the world falls into its current dilapidated pre-apocalyptic state, and in 2007, as our superheated planet melts the world's cold places, the long-forgotten group of corpses are awakened, thawed out by the evils of man. In a haze of hunger and confusion, the group slowly lurches their way from the mountains back to their beloved beach and their old surf break. But the hunger of their zombie vessels could not be restrained, and they began to feed on the beachgoers. But when a nearby transistor radio playing a familiar song grabbed their attention, it seemed instrumental surf music was the only element strong enough to curb their desire for human flesh. The group knew what they had to do. The Ice Picks were reanimated. They donned the ski masks, goggles, and turtlenecks from their old gear to hide their hideous disfigurements and took to the stage. And 300 shows later, they're still out there. So that is an introduction to who we have in the studio this evening. You guys hear me now? Still can't hear me. All right. You know what? I'm going to play a song here. Let's see what we've got. For the time being, I'm going to play a song from last week's guest, KG Freeze, who should be putting out a new video this evening for this song. It is called Razzle Dazzle. All right, that was Razzle Dazzle from KG Freeze, last week's Local Motives guest, off the new album Sociopath. And there should be probably be a video released for that either tonight or later this weekend. So, the Ice Picks. You may have heard me talk about them. They're narrate their story, as it were. Can you guys hear what I'm saying now? Okay, I'm going to turn your microphones on then. Now that you, the undead, have shambled into the studio. How are you this evening?
Very well.
We're delicious.
Ooh, delicious. Thank you for being here tonight, taking time out of your... What do you guys do?
It's not a very busy schedule, actually.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate you being here. Now we've lost a few minutes. You guys, well, how about you introduce yourselves first? Somebody introduce somebody.
Okay. I'm the Ice Pick. We're all the Ice Picks. My name is Dr. Tourette's, St. Vitus.
Chef Bloodbath.
I'm Captain Decapitator.
And I'm the Surgeon General.
Very nice. It's very nice to have you all here.
And I would like to throw out a special hello to Freddy Icepick, who is probably taking a nap right now.
Little Freddy's taking a nap.
And Harmony Fox, my lovely, lovely bride.
All right.
They're like 150 yards away, too. It's funny.
I know. That is all.
All right. Well,
family.
The way I understand it, you guys really only know how to do one thing.
Yeah, we play surf rock.
And how about some of that?
Okay, we'll start doing that now. Hey, where are the Ice Picks?
Portland, Maine.
Ice Picks live on Local Motives.
That was the new upcoming 7-inch release, song called Brain Freeze that we're putting out.
Excellent. When's that due?
You know, it was supposed to be this coming month, but it might be next month, so soon, the summer.
All right. So how about, you guys have a set list here. I took a look. It's a lengthy set list.
Yeah, it's like 20 songs, so we can just, you know, we're actually playing tomorrow night at Amigos for 3 hours. We're used to playing
nice.
For a while.
Yeah, I know some guys who've done that gig
in 2 minute intervals.
Well, you want to go through just a few right now?
Yeah, this is our old song that we kind of started the whole band around, and it's called From Telstar to Uranus. Normally, we have a theremin player. She's at home right now with my sick puppy, and everybody give it up for Bowser. He's not doing so good. Public Emily's at home. Okay. But hopefully they're listening, and this is one for you, Bows. From Telstar to Uranus.
What's going on in there?
Hey, not much, not much. We just played that for Bowser, so that felt good.
Excellent. Looks like,
Hello, Gilbert Stutterhouse. You're doomed.
Is there some headphone trouble in there?
Yeah, we're having a hard time hearing the bass line, and, you know, normally it's no big deal, but the bass is in the other room, so.
It is in the other room. Usually the guitars are in the other room, too.
And all the people at our shows.
So, and the show Amigos this weekend, right?
Yeah, you know, Northeast Chop Shop next weekend. That was actually supposed to be tomorrow, but it got rain delay till next Sunday, I guess. You have to check out the Northeast Chop Shop website. But Northeast Chop Shop, man, great time, great show, great fun, you know, lineup of bands.
That'll be June 2nd.
I think it's June 2nd. Thank you, Surgeon General.
Now, how about this CD that I'm holding?
Right, yeah.
Oh, look at that. It's limited to 100 copies.
Yeah, we went over that a while ago. We just never changed it. I think it's up to 300 now.
But collector's items.
Yeah, it's Chickpea Records, and you know, they were nice enough to put out that CD, and it's also available on cassette now, too. We're doing a bunch of cassettes because we kept, you know, selling out, so.
Is it, oh,
turn
what's
that off.
There oh, that's...
It's old.
Less buzzy.
Gear.
So, when did you put this out then? This does it say?
I guess it came out last in September. And, yeah. And we've been kind of running around selling it at shows and online, chickbeerecords.com, to get a copy of the record.
There you go.
And we got a new 7-inch coming out. Not really sure of the format yet, but it's going to be with another exciting Portland band. You know, we got a lot of interest, Portland, to where we are playing in New York and stuff. So
nice. There are a lot of Portland bands.
There are, yeah.
You, for sure. You have your choice, really. all right. And so what time tomorrow at
9
the
o'clock.
Amigos? 9 o'clock, is that what you said?
Yeah, 9 p.m. Amigos on the patio. Hopefully, you know, pray for no rain, but we'll probably play even if it does rain, so whatever.
No, it always does.
Perfect.
Yeah, it always rains. No, we don't care.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a nice weekend.
No, we'll be dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, we'll be dressed well.
Perfect.
Well insulated.
Do you guys want to try playing again?
Yeah. Is it cool if we play some covers and some vintage surf stuff? Okay,
yep.
Cool. Well,
and how about I'm not going to butt in again for, say, a couple, two, three songs.
Beautiful. Because I'm kind of sick of you. No, I'm just kidding.
I imagine most people are.
Being funny there. Just being funny. So, hey, we're going to do some surf covers. The first one's by Al Casey. It's called The Hearse. And check this one out. Can we say what song it is? Okay, this one's called Journey to the Stars. It's by The Ventures. Thank you.
like to apologize to the DJ because I do have Tourette's syndrome, and occasionally I tell people that I can't stand them.
No, I take no offense at all. I try and stay out of the way here as much as possible.
That was actually less profane than usual as well, so consider that a goal. You want to switch it up? Let's do Holland. We're going to do one by one of our favorite bands, the Ghastly Ones, and then we're going to do some original stuff coming out soon, so take it away, us. Also coming out in some form soon on right. Chickpea Records. We're not really sure if it's going to be a cassette release or not, but we just recorded them with Sean Slaughter, so hey, give it up to Sean.
Sean Slaughter was in here not long ago.
I need to be able to hear it, man.
All right, hold on.
All right, it's going to get a little louder in here. Switch phasers to fuzz. We'll be right back.
The Ice Picks live on WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland.
Check, check. Hey, this one's it's a little thing we like to call the surfing lobotomy.
So this is the Ice Picks live on WMPG's Local Motives. How are you guys doing in there?
Great.
Not bad.
We're doing okay. It's the usual show. Stuff falling down everywhere, not working.
Well, you probably don't usually play with headphones.
No.
So that usually causes people some trouble. You usually have your bass there.
Slips off my mask.
We usually have capes.
What? I've been denied capes?
Oh, sorry. It was hot in here.
Yeah, I can't.
It's very muggy.
And yet you're so dedicated to your craft that you are wearing ski masks.
Absolutely. Horribly disfigured underneath.
I'm a little embarrassed.
I appreciate it then.
You'll have nightmares.
I just ate dinner. I don't want to lose that.
Right.
Summer is not even here yet.
Bathroom looks clean. Don't want to ruin that.
You guys have a busy summer lined up?
We do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've been busy.
I can tell.
Just played a bunch of shows, and we're playing a bunch more. I guess some of the big ones are tomorrow at Amigos, and then next week it's going to be the...
Skybox.
Skybox, like 10-band extravaganza on Brown Street
in Westbrook. Yeah.
And a bunch of great bands. And then the next day, Northeast Chop Shop... open house annual event, Outsiders, Whiskey Kill, Mercy Lago.
Big Bean.
Dang.
I'm not really sure of the lineup. Oh, yeah, but Big Bean Hammer's playing at the Westbrook show, and that's what Tony Bloodbath's of the band.
Yes, our own Jim Rand.
Right, yes. Yeah, Jim. Jim will be at the potty.
Yeah.
As usual. But, so what else is going on? And then... then we take a break for a little while, and we come back and we open for the Nebulas down in New York City.
Nice.
Yeah, the Lower East Side, and it's a good show. It's going to be a good show.
Super.
And the Nebulas, best surf band out of New England in a long time. So. Yeah.
New Haven the following day.
Yeah, then play New Haven the next day. So
we got band camp.
Afternoon. Yeah, then we got band camp in August.
Fuda.
Playing Fuda Fest in July.
Jeez.
We just have to keep track of each other. You know?
Right. And then there's a few other things on the table, you know. We got a little ice pick now, so we can't travel too far these days. But
yeah.
We just be in tow.
She's good. We're just tired of the roof. And
if people want to keep up with all this and...
Where
would they find you?
We're always blurbing on the Facebook, you know.
Facebook.
You know, because that's where all the kids are.
We're quite trendy.
They are.
Keeping up with the times.
That's good. It's good to keep up with things. Well, you guys ready for some more there?
Yeah, we're going to play a few cuts off the record once Tony's got his indubitables. Yeah. And we're going to play a few cuts off the record, some of the stuff we wrote last year, and I've been playing for a while. A lot of people at the shows know some of these songs. It's just instrumental surf done at the speed of sound.
Love it.
Okay, so here we go. I think the first one's called No Coke and No Tequila. Can we keep playing? We got some covers we want to do.
Excellent, man. Everybody loves the old-timey surf songs, you know. So, how's it going? Should we keep going? Because we got, like, you know, a ton more songs.
We've got about 45 minutes left.
Beautiful.
So, real quick, what were those two songs? Those were covers, you said.
Cap, what were the name of those songs,
well,
please?
Well, we played The Cruel Sea.
Yeah.
That was by The Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
And then went on to Rumble by Link Wray.
Mm-hmm. Now
classics.
What do you think it is? What is it? Maybe you can tell me about surf music that lends itself more to covers than some other genres. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That was not the answer I was looking for.
That's a good question.
Just catchy tracks.
No, you know what I mean?
It's like guitar geek stuff. You know? It's like guitar geeks. They like to hear 100 versions of one song, you know, sometimes. I guess. I don't know.
I hear that.
That's a thought.
I can appreciate that.
That's a thought on that.
And then you have a metalhead drummer playing surf music, so it adds that whole different.
Yeah, we're not your ordinary friendly neighborhood surf band, that's for sure.
No, I read your tragic tale while you guys were sound checking at the beginning of the show. I read it to the folks listening.
It was unfortunate.
It was very unfortunate. February 6th, 1966, it all happened.
It was horrible.
In flash of white.
I'm sorry about that.
It's a damn shame, but hey, you know.
Things happen.
Got to, you know. We missed disco altogether, so that was good. And then, you know, now we're back.
That's
just
very
heard about
good.
It before, anyway.
You guys made it this far, so you'll be all right.
That's right. All right.
You want to do some stuff?
Like you. This is...
And I want to give a big shout out to Jeff Hanneman from Slayer. He'll be truly, right? Truly, truly missed.
He's up there watching. This one's called Lone Biker of the Apocalypse. We'll be right back.
The Ice Picks live on WMPG's Local Motives. How's it going in there, folks?
Freezing.
Freezing.
Dressed to kill, so though.
It's very cold.
So you just did a few songs there. Lone Biker of the Apocalypse.
Yes.
Monkey Fist and Ghost Riders.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ghost Riders in the sky.
I see Shark Sandwich coming up soon.
Shark Sandwich.
That's newly renamed.
Right.
Renamed. Are we the only band to ever do choreography at MPG?
I can't wait to see it.
Cool to do a song with words in it. Is that allowed?
Yes, that is most certainly allowed.
I'm not used to it, so
change it up a little bit.
I guess we're gonna do a song with words.
Sorry about that. Turned down the wrong one.
What?
Yeah, I totally turned down the wrong one.
Oh, right. How's there that? We go. That's what's happening. That's cool, man. I know the Blunt Youth Project happens here, so you know what that's all about. Okay. Tony, you want to come in with them drums or what?
Down, so
baby. You're driving me crazy. Going out of my head. I wish I was there. Baby, driving me crazy, going out of my head, like I wish I was dead.
Now, I need to do a little business here, so if you guys want a little break, take a moment to yourselves, and I've got to talk to the people a little bit.
We do have some fresh brains.
Yes. Yeah, if anybody would like to call in, it's 780-4909. It's the number here at WMPG, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with the Ice Picks. Oh, you know, before you go, gentlemen, is there anything on the CD here you'd like me to play?
Sure.
I mean, up to you. We don't have to.
The later half of the songs we're not playing today.
Got Thunder Twist. You could play Junk of Pork.
Oh, yeah, Junk of
Pork.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that then.
Slow, dreary one for you guys.
Awesome. And that gives you a couple extra minutes, so. Go, enjoy the weather. All right, so like I said, we'll be back in a few minutes with the Ice Picks live here on WMPG. In the meantime, you are listening to WMPG and W281 AC Gorham, Portland. My name is Josh, and we are going to talk about the weather here. The weather. Oh, boy. I know tonight it's going to be rainy. Tomorrow is going to be rainy. Tomorrow night is going to be rainy. And Sunday is going to be rainy. A little more specifically, I guess. Tonight, rain, lows around 49. Chance of precipitation at 100%. Tomorrow, Saturday, rain, highs near 50. Chance of precipitation, 100%. Saturday night, rain, lows around 44. Chance of precipitation, 80%. So see, by Saturday night, it's starting to get a little better. Sunday, showers likely, mainly before... Oh, look, Sunday. Showers likely, mainly before 7 a.m. Cloudy, highs near 57. Chance of precipitation, 60%. So... it's looking a little bit better for Sunday than what Keith Carson had told me earlier in the day. The title of his forecast was Awful Holiday Weekend. So anyway, Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 41. Monday, Memorial Day, which is really the one that matters, right? Going to be mostly sunny. Highs near 61. And then Monday night, mostly cloudy. Lows around 47. So, not so bad. That. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right. Now, like I said at the top of the show, I have been a little behind posting these shows on localmotives.org, but I did get several of them up this week. I was way behind. I was further behind than I thought. But let's see. We got the John Clavitt Band. The Maine Songwriters Association. Pretty Girls Sing Soprano. And today I posted Syndicate 19. So we're done with May. Now, we're done with April. Now we're into May. So I do have a couple of shows to post. I've got Tricky Britches and last week KG Freeze. So go to localmotives.org, check those out, or on Facebook. It is Local Motives on Facebook too, right? As far as I know. And, you know, at localmotives.org, we've got a list of the upcoming shows. And, yeah, you should go. You should check it out. And, like I said, also on Facebook, on Twitter, it's local_motives. And, yeah, facebook.com/localmotives. So, there you go. All kinds of places to find me. You can email me at wmpglocalmotives@gmail.com or get me here, 780-4909, during the show. I'm not around otherwise. So anyway, 8:35, we are going to play Junk of Pork from the Ice Picks, and then they will be back live in the studio.
Hello, girls and boys. I'm your Peter Pan storyteller. When you hear this sound, you turn the page. Now, let's read the story together. Here we go. Little Red Riding Hood. Right, that was Junk of Pork from the Ice Pick CD Hypothermiatics. They are shuffling back into the studio here. They have donned their headphones. How are you?
Good.
Did you get some air?
Oh, yeah.
I've got to turn your mics back up now. There we go.
Fresh brains out the cooler.
Brains. So, did I say that? Hypothermiatics?
That's correct.
Darn. Well, it's a good night if I can pronounce words. And where can people get this? Can they get it?
Yeah, you can get it at our shows from us, or you can contact us and we'll mail you one, or you can get it at chickpearecords.com, which is our label's buy site. And you can find all the interesting stuff. It's a great little label, Chickpea Records. A lot of cool bands, The Organs, a great garage rock band from New York, also on the label, and The Skeptics, and The Back CCs, a bunch of great garage rock New York label.
You can now get it on cassette tape.
And it's available on cassette now, which is...
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you appreciating it, because we've gotten a little negative feedback, actually.
We've got cassette players here. I find old cassettes and bring them in regularly and digitize them for myself.
Cool. We've already had one eaten that I know of.
I want to hear that. I want to hear the tape. Eaten back to life.
Eaten back to life?
Yeah.
Well, there's
there's
an album title right there.
I don't know. It's Cannibal Corpse.
We're the Cannibal Corpse of Surf right now. That's what the next few songs are going to sound like.
Where did you guys record this?
That record was recorded in our practice space by Tony DeFilippo, actually, from Audio Black.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Tony. He's a great guy. He does some mobile recording services, mm-hmm. and he hooked us up, and he's a great guy to work with. I highly recommend Tony DeFilippo.
Absolutely.
And now you've been recording at V69?
Yep, V69 with Sean for the last few songs that haven't come out yet, but we just played them, and one or two of them are available online.
Sweet.
Hopefully a little 7-inch record coming out soon. So,
what was the last song you guys played?
Good question.
Was that...
that was the vocal tune. That's by the Sonics. Also by the band Psycho. We do the version by the band Psycho, but it's called Psycho.
Gotcha.
And our good friends Charlie Infection and Johnny X in the band Psycho covered that back in 86, so we covered it in honor of them.
You know? Nice.
Good Boston hardcore band, friends of ours.
All right. So what do you have? What do you have coming up here for us next?
We got a little of our own stuff and a little classic stuff. Pretty much the same as before, but different songs. So we're gonna play those.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. I think the first one we're gonna do is a little ditty written by Mr. Bob Hafner back in '59 or 1960. It's called Intoxica.
All right, the Ice Picks live on WMPG.
We'll be right back.
Hey. This one's off our old CD. It's the first track off an old bootleg we did. It's called The Sub-Zero Stomp.
To the Ice Picks live on WMPG's Local Motives. We've got just about 10 minutes left.
The huge call.
And just before you guys get going again, I want to thank you for coming in here on this lovely Friday evening. And I want to thank Jeff for running sound and making sure that that is all going well and sounding great. Thank you guys for rolling with the fact that I failed in my job as producer and letting you know when to be here. Oh well.
What are you gonna do? You know, we weren't planning totally on being ready on time. Though.
We've been here. We know the situation, and we are your replacements.
Excellent.
So we got three more songs, two covers, and a big old ending to.
Perfect.
Surf tunes from the frozen wastelands of Maine.
All right, you've got 10 minutes. I want to tell people to stick around for Stay Rude with Rob after this.
We love Rob, man. And
Rob's a great guy.
Give him a big old bear hug when he comes in.
And one other thing I want to mention, there's a radio open mic coming up here Thursday, June 6th at 3 p.m. You can just, you come in, you sign up, you're on the radio for a song or two if time permits.
Somebody should do a surf show. It would be huge.
Well,
I'd call it.
You know, all you have to do is take a short couple week training and you too could be qualified to be on air here.
The doctor's got the voice for it, man.
Yeah.
I'm too busy.
We need to up the delay for him, though.
All right. So you guys want to just blow through your last three here? And thank you very much for coming in.
Hey, thanks
really
for having
appreciate
us, man.
It.
Hey, we love MPG. Best radio station in the state of Maine.
Yes, sir.
Best college station I've heard, you know, all over this place, this country we call the United States of Anarchy. Hey, this first one is a vocal tune, so we'll keep this mic on, huh?
Perfect.
Okay. The Icebreaker's got one question for you, and it's an A.
Well, everybody's heard about the bad.
the word. Bird, bird, a bird of the word. Bird, bird, bird of the word. Bird of the word.
What's up, Mr. Rob Hoyt? Get ready for Stay Rude with Mr. Rob Hoyt. Stomping up and down in the WMPG studios. We're gonna dedicate this one to Rob. This is called The Yeti. It's about a big white animal that wanders in the northern Maine woods. His name is Rob Hoyt. Thanks for having us, MPG. We'll be right back.
All right, the Ice Picks live on WMPG's Local Motives. That one was dedicated to Rob. So you guys are playing tomorrow night at Amigos, right? People can see you there, 9 o'clock.
On the patio.
And otherwise, they'll be able to check out your CD. Oh, Rob's putting his headphones on here.
Booyah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know you guys were playing. Why didn't I see a Facebook post or something? Come on, I live on Facebook. Facebook is my life.
Do you follow Local Motives on Facebook?
Yeah. Yes. I do.
You're a busy guy, Rob. You're a busy guy.
I'm a very busy man. That's
the mayor of Muncho Hill.
He knows what he's talking about. Hey, you got any more? Because, you know, Stay Rude starts at 9, but...
Okay, I guess we'll run one more. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's all good with me.
A little bonus.
It's kind of a spy tune, and it's kind of ska beat.
Sweet.
I think there's at least minor chords.
Rare for us.
Yeah, dude. So you're playing a huge show tomorrow, huh?
Big time.
Like 3 hours? What's
three
that?
3 hours.
Yeah, the big set at Amigos. We're supposed to do Northeast Chop Shop, but it got rained out, so we're doing Northeast Chop Shop next Sunday with the Outsiders.
Nice.
A slew of terrific musical acts. And we're also playing at Skybox in Westbrook on Friday? Saturday?
Saturday. The night before. Chop Chop's on Sunday.
Yeah, so where's the Chop Chop place?
It's Wyndham 302.
Yeah, dude.
Wyndham 302.
How'd your potty go?
The potty was good.
I was going to come up, dude.
The potty was
good. I was wicked excited to come up. And then I got family needs. Family was like, no, you got to stay. I was like, son of
a bitch. A bunch of people brought their kids, you know, so it was cool in the daylight hours. and no fuzz showed up at all. That was fantastic. That was my main concern. So.
Yeah, I had this picture of bringing my kids up to something like Fooda Fest, you know.
Yeah, it was a little lighter than that.
I'm not that liberal, you know.
No, it's Poland Spring, you know. A little more watered down than Mount Love in Norway. But hey, Fooda Fest, July 13th, by the way. Great, great party.
Sweet.
Love Aaron Fooda. Big shout to Aaron.
Yeah, dude.
So, hey, yeah, you know, good party. We'll do another one sometime. It was great. A lot of great bands from out of town. The Mad Doctors from Brooklyn came all the way up.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. I so totally wanted to be there. All right, so instead, there's the big show tomorrow at Geno's that everybody should go to.
At Amigos.
Amigos. Did he say...
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Did I say
Amigos? It's Amigos.
That's our
Amigos.
Home away
Amigos.
From
enter the no.
Amigos. Mexican. Amigos. Downtown. Mexican. Amigos in the old port. Play another song for me.
All right. This one's for you. It's called. You already got a song, man. This
yeah,
one's
yeah.
For, this one's for my dog Bowser.
There you go.
I love that guy. He's
Bowser
sitting
gets
at home
two.
Listening. Love you, Bowser. All right, man.
Good dog.
Hugo, you get this.
This one's called Peter Lorre. Thank you.